بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد. I will speak for inshallah half an hour. Exactly at 7:45 we finish off. Inshallah. Many years ago, while I was in India studying, I heard about an incident. There was a Jamaat, Tabligh Jamaat, that went to a village. They stayed there for a couple of days, they made their tashkil. One very old man joined the Jamaat. When tashkil was made, he gave his name. He joined the Jamaat. After a couple of days, he was told, ki aaj aapki bari hai. Today it is your turn to give a talk. He did not protest. He agreed immediately. When the time came for him to talk, he got up and he said, "Ae logo, ek raho aur nek raho. O people, remain united, one. Remain one." I'll explain just now. "And remain pious." Ek raho aur nek raho. This was all his bayan. He sat down. When you think of it, he has put the ocean into a small container. Every practical aspect of deen is you put into just two words. Ek raho aur nek raho. Take the first one, ek raho. Kiske saath? Pehle to khaliq ke saath and then makhlooq ke saath. Remain one with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with khaliq, and remain one with the makhlooq. To remain one with the Khaliq is the basis ke hamari ibadat mein kisi ko sharik na kare. There should be no partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is our bunyad of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. I won't go much into details. Makhlooq ke saath. To remain united with the makhluk many aspects. I'll just give you a few examples. Remain united with the people, with the makhluk. First and foremost, Sula Rahmi. Establishing ta'alluq, not breaking ta'alluq with your own family members. Now on this I can talk. It's a topic on its own, but I'm just making ishara. Sula Rahmi. If you only know the wa'adas and wa'eeds, and of course, you know how important it is as far as Sula Rahmi is concerned. What we find today is brothers not talking to one another, sisters and brothers not talking to one another, leave alone that even sons are not talking to the father, daughters not talking to the mother, and so on and so forth. Maybe because of ignorance, lack of tolerance, lack of knowledge, whatever it is. But dube hue hain, all are drowning, whichever way it is. Take the next example. We are reading namaz with jamaat here. Alhamdulillah. We are not reading. We are reading. We are here with the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never forget that. We cannot do anything on our own. تو ہماری نماز بزبان حال کہہ رہی ہے کہ ہم سب ایک ہیں. We are all united. The procedure of our namaz is giving an impression to the outsider. How united they are. Look at the Muslims. Young and old, rich and poor, black and white, long and short. سب کچھ ایک ساتھ کر رہے ہیں. جھک رہے ہیں, سجدے میں جا رہے ہیں, اٹھ رہے ہیں. Everything. Together, how united we are. However, once we go outside the masjid, is the unity there? What should have been the effect of this unity in namaz is not found outside. It starts with our parking. It starts with our shoes. There's something wrong somewhere. In the 21st para, اُتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Okay, those who read salah, they will be safe from gunas. But does it happen? The moment we go outside, we are same again. For the little while that we are in the company of the musallis over here, you don't know whose piety, whose taqwa is affecting us. We are remaining like innins, as though there is nothing else in us. Some farishte ban gaye hain. But the moment we go outside, same thing. So what is the reason? The reason is this, that just when we started our namaz, we did not make intention ki Allah Ta'ala must save us from gunas. If we have this intention, do it and you'll find it for yourself. Every time you stand behind the imam, also make intention ki Allah Ta'ala will save me, must save me through this salah, through all the fahishat. You'll see how you progress thereafter. So when you go outside, gradually you will find that all these evil thoughts will not come. In the same way here, when we stand with jamaat, we are so united. Make also intention, dil mein dil, in your heart, ki Allah Ta'ala must keep us united inside too and outside too and even at home too. In 1972, I was in South India, in my first year of medical course. There was a masjid about 5 kilometers away from there where we used to go for Juma namaz and for Taraweeh. It was a 100-year-old masjid and nobody had ever performed full Quran Taraweeh in there. I was the first one who performed it. Alhamdulillah. They never even knew what was Quran Khatam in Taraweeh. Khair. People were very happy. First time in the history of the masjid. One day after Taraweeh, middle of Ramadan, when I came, and I'm coming out of the masjid, before I come out of the masjid, I hear some sound outside. People quarreling. So anyway, I pick up my shoes and I go towards the gate. When I go there, I see the big crowd. Crowd surrounding some people, 7 to 8 people. I see they are quarreling, shouting above their voices. Then I realize some jagada here amongst the musallis. I don't know who they are. And just then they started. They started fisting one another. Boom, bang, boom, bang. When this thing happened, one person from the jamaat came out, he started giving azan. Allahu Akbar, Allah, loudly. The moment he started giving azan, everybody put their hands down. They started listening to the azan and giving jawab. The moment the azan finished, boom, bang, started again. Again, an example, if they had made intention at the azan for the azmat of the azan, they made intention, okay, now we mustn't fight. Nothing would have happened thereafter. But this did not happen. I'm just trying to illustrate my point over here. I got scared. I said, before I get involved in this, I took a U-turn, came out from the other side, went away to the college. About 3 months ago, I happened to visit one person. I was sitting with him in his office. This was the elder brother. Just then, his younger brother came in. And his younger brother, after greeting, told him something. And he told him something. They had some dispute about something. And they started fighting. They started quarreling up, shouting above their voices. I'm thinking to myself, main kahan ghus gaya? Where I got involved in this now? Sitting in between them, one brother here on this side of the table. I just put my head down and listening. They're shouting at one another. Somehow through their shouting, they reach some conclusion over the matter. And then both of them got up, came to one another, shook hands, made muanika, as though nothing had happened 1 minute ago. I'm looking at them and they're looking at me. Because they knew I'm looking at them with surprise. What is happening here? So he says, no, we always have our problems, but we never carry it outside. Jahan hota hai, wahi chhod dete hai. We never carry it outside. First time I saw a thing like this. Jhagda, fasad is inevitable. You must get it everywhere. You must get it. You can't say you will not get it. No matter how careful you are. But Abu Hazrat, Hazrat Maulana Masih Ullah Rahmatullah used to say, log ghussa to karte hain. Log ghussa karte hain, lekin ghussa karna aata nahi. They don't know how to make ghussa. They make ghussa, but they don't know how to make ghussa. If I was in that position of fighting, I would have never slept the whole night. Because this thing would keep on working on me. But look at these people. They even told me we never lose our sleep over these matters. What a great ni'mat. While we're talking about them, we take stock of ourselves and make intention. If we go through such situation like this, try and sort it out there and finish. Don't carry it home. Don't carry it anywhere. Don't take it out on the wife and the children unnecessarily. So this was ek raho and nek raho with the Khaliq and Makhluq. Look, this topic is so vast. We can go on and on, but I'm trying to cut it short. So that was ek raho with the Khaliq and the Makhluq. Remain united with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remain united with the Makhluq, whoever it may be. The next one is nek raho. Even here too, nek raho, khaliq ke saath, aur makhluk ke saath. When you say nek raho, can anybody give me another word for it? Anybody? This is a very casual talk, no. Think about it. Ek raho, nek raho, nek raho. We're talking of nek. One word for it. Somebody said something? Obedience, yes. Very good. What is the Arabic word for obedience, Maulana? Ita'at. Wa'ati'u Allah wa'ati'u Rasul. How will ita'at come in a person? You heard it Ramzan every time. Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu. What is it? famous ayat radhi Allahu anhu kutiba alaykum siyam kama kutiba alal ladina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. So how will itaat come? Through taqwa. What is taqwa? Commonly we say fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what is the effect of that fearing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is what I want to get to. Hukuks. Life boils down to hukuk. Hukukullah, hukukul ibad. Ke jis waqt, jis cheez ko karna hai, Allah ta'ala ko hazir nazir samajh kar kar lo. Jis cheez se bachna hai, Allah ta'ala ko hazir nazir samajh kar bachte raho. This is hukuk. From the time you get up in the morning, jab se aank khulti hai, till the time you go to sleep, we are bound by hukuk, nothing else. What is the first haq surrounding us when our eyes open? First haq. We get up with a sour face, rubbing our eyes. Ek Allah ki bandi pados mein hai, we don't even make salam to her. And what is our haq? When you meet somebody for the first time, for the first in the day, you make salam to her. But she's like a knocker. She's taken for granted. You've got marital problems. Who doesn't? Utar chadhav, jis tarah iman mein utar chadhav hota rehta hai, isi tarah mia biwi ke taalluqat mein bhi utar chadhav hota rehta hai. But one of the best ways, I would say the best way to patch everything is to make salam. What is salam? Ki meri taraf se aapko koi nuksan nahi hoga. You are at peace with me. If you do it with this intention, you will never hurt somebody else's daughter who is in your nikah, whom Allah Ta'ala has put in your nikah. I would like to digress a little bit. Now what I'm going to say is what I've heard from my Shaykh Mawla Masihullah Rahmatullah Alayh. Many ulamas, mufti sahibans too, I have heard speaking. At the time of nikah, before the nikah, the short bayans. They talk of the taluk between husband and wife. And many people stress that you must have muhabbat with your wife. You must have love for the wife. And they give various examples. Not denying it, but muhabbat ek dil ki baat hai, ghair ikhtiyari hai. It's something not within your control. When your heart gets attached to somebody, it is not within your control. Two strangers coming together, nakahtuha wa qabiltuha, put them in one room, you see, love is going to develop all of a sudden. No, this is just steam. Josh. When the steam dies down, see what happens. It's not possible to develop love. Yes, in rare cases, when they meet, maybe love at first sight, and that might just remain for the rest of their life. That's a different thing. But for it to develop immediately, normally it's not possible. Go back to the khutbah of nikah. Three famous ayat, I won't go through it now, but you know the ayat, your own nikah, you attended so many nikahs. Not one of the ayats that are read in the Quran Sharif that I read in the khutbah of the nikah. Talk about muhabbat. I'm talking of the khutbah. Talking of those ayat that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has included in the khutbah of nikah. Not one of them talks about muhabbat. What all of them talk about is taqwa and hukuk. Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna. Are you with me at this point? Hukuks. In the khutbah, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has stressed on hukuks, not muhabbat. Yes, there are other ayahs of the Quran Sharif where the word muwadda is used for muhabbat. Yes, it can develop. However, it is not a condition. Abu Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi told us once, ke sari zindagi miya bibi ki guzar jaye. But if the miya does not have muhabbat for the wife throughout his married life, koi guna nahi. Koi pooch nahi. Guna nahi, koi pooch nahi. If they don't have muhabbat for one another, there will be no questioning on the day of Qiyamah. Haan, agar hukuk ada na ke ho, tab pooch hogi. Then they will be questioned. There was one Hakim Sahib who used to come to Jalalabad from Gangoh, very young person at that time, talking of the 1972, a very handsome, fair-looking person. He used to come and visit Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. Once when he came, Hazrat was just fallen off. He doesn't normally sleep, but he was not well at times. So he just fell off to sleep, so he didn't want to disturb him. So he sat far away from him. So I was sitting next to him with another person also there. He's telling us, mujhe meri biwi se itni muhabbat hai ki I can't just stay without her for one moment. He has so much of love for his wife. So much of love for his wife, he can't stay away without her. At that time, just before that, he says, she fell ill. I had to take her to Bombay for ilaj, for treatment. And he was so parishan. He was thinking of death. His wife might be separated from him. Allah ke haath mein hai. If muhabbat develops, then Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi says, agar biwi se muhabbat ho gayi, then a person will lead a very clean life without guna, because his nazar will not fall on anybody. The moment it falls on anybody, he will think, meri biwi hai. Isse muh kya kala, kyun kala karun? Why should I make blacken myself with her? Besides that, there is no raghbat towards anybody. There is no inclination. The only inclination for him in his heart is for his wife. So, bad nazri se bach gaya. He is saved from bad nazri. So, what a paaki zindagi. So, on the one hand, I'm talking of requirements of sharia, hukuks, that you will not be questioned if you don't have love. But if you do have muhabbat, nurun ala nur. That can be nothing better than this. You take an employee, person who just come to work for you. You've got his job description. You have to do this. That person very diligently does what you have told him to do. When he's finished, he does not sit idle. Kuch na kuch dhoondta rehta hai karne ke liye. He looks for something to do. He doesn't want to sit idle. You notice this. Okay, I've given him this work. When he finishes that, he doesn't sit. He doesn't go and start talking to people, wasting their time. He gets involved in something else on his own. What do you think will happen in your heart? You will have asmat for that person. Your heart will incline towards that person. Your trust in him will increase until a taluk develops. So this is natural. the natural outcome of fulfilling huquqs. So muhabbat comes with huquqs. So even in the miyabi, with the husband and wife, if they start fulfilling one another's huquq, not like when you come home, leave a message, you find a message, the food is in the oven, put it on this heat for so long, you get your food, the milk is there, the tea is there. No. She's ever there, even if she's not well, she's there to serve you. We know it. The elder people in the community will know what I'm talking about. You go out of the way. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah says, Hamari Hindustan ki aurate hoor hain. They are hoors. We don't make qadr of them. So even with the wives, if we fulfill the huquq one another, not that only one way, of course, remember one thing about huquq. You know your wife have huquqs towards you. You know you have huquqs towards your wife. You worry about what is in your ikhtiyar. You fulfill her huquq. Don't demand any huquqs. The moment you start demanding, then of course everything goes sour. This itself is a topic on its own. You can give various examples. So, khair. I'm just bringing to your attention a few salient features of life. When we talk of huquqs, we also, you see, in Sharia you can't separate one thing and just talk on it. Everything is interrelated. In this is also Momin ka dil khush karna. It's an ibadat on its own. Not to hurt anybody's feeling. Now, it may seem insignificant, but I'll just give you an example. 1977, when I was staying with Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, he had also done, besides being an alim and hafiz, he had also done tib. I don't think he's completed his course, but he had done tib. Hakimit. So he had one lal kitab. He called it lal kitab because it was covered in a red cloth. So anybody comes with their medical problems to him, mujhe ye takleef hai, ye takleef hai. So besides making dua and giving them padelu pani and all that, he would also say lal kitab lao. Because along with dawa, there is prayers. So he would give them, advise them from the lal kitab. This lal kitab, if this was the majlis khana, there was another room on the side, one room on the side here. So on the other side, on the right hand side, if he's sitting this way, there was a room in there, there was a bookshelf, and the book, the kitab was kept in a certain place. If you read Adab al-Mu'asharat, you'll find it there. Everything must be kept in its place. So that when anybody wants it, even in the middle of the night when there is no light, if he gropes around, still get it over there. Without having to wake up anybody. So, every time he wanted the lal kitab, he used to tell me and I used to go and get it. We'll put it back in its place. That was 1977. 1991, one year before he passed away, I stayed there for 2 months. While I was there with him one day, one person came. He says, Abbaji, mujhe ye takleef hai, I got this problem. He called him Abbaji. So he told him, ke wahan jaakar, andar jaakar, wo lal kitab le aao. And he told him where it is kept. This person didn't know where it is kept. Now, after all these years, 14 years, I probably forgot that I knew where it was. So he told that person. He went inside, looked for it. He came back after some time. He said, Mujhe nahi mil rahi hai. I can't find that lal kitab. Sure. So I told Hazrat, Melao, aapko mil jayegi? Will you get it? Will you find it? I said, Jiha. I went inside and I found it in the same place after 14 years. Sahulat, for ourselves, not for anybody else. If I had placed it in the wrong place, I would have given him taklif, given everybody else taklif thereafter. So that was an example also of haqq. Keep things where it should be placed. But 4 minutes more. When we talk of huquq, huququllah, and huququl ibad, I forget the hadith, Mawlana will know probably. There is also one thing called one's own huquqs. One person came to Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. He says, after hearing your majlis, that Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Ali never slept flat on the bed this way, always karwat this way, that way. Somebody asked him why. He says, Aqa ke samne, how can you sleep that way? It is a form of disrespect. Aqa, referring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can you just sleep like that in a disrespectful way? Therefore, you always slept on the right or the left, never facing up with his legs outstretched. So after a couple of days, this person came and told him, Hazrat, after I heard this from you, I don't sleep that way either. I always sleep that way, this way or that way. What Hazrat told him? Hazrat told him, ki aapko aap par aapke badan ka bhi haq hai. You have a right towards your own body. If your body feels comfortable this way, you must sleep that way. If your body is comfortable this way, that way, then you sleep that way. Don't look at Haji Imdadullah. Woh unka hal tha. So don't go into people's halls. This comes naturally. When it comes naturally, then you just can't sleep this way, that way. You'll just have to sleep the other way. One Hajj safar, Hazrat Maulana Gangohi Rahmatullah, Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanati Rahmatullah, Hazrat Maulana Yaqub Sahib Rahmatullah, all great buzruks, all traveling together. They're traveling now from Medina to Makkah Muazzama to Medina Munawwara. When they reach a certain place, all on the camel, when they reach a certain place nearing Medina, I think it's Bir Ali, that's the highest point. From there they can see the minarets of Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Maulana Nanati Rahmatullah jumps off from the camel. Now that he can see the Rosa Mubarak, he is not going to sit and go, he's going to walk. Pedal chalunga. He got off. Summertime, hot, the sand is hot. But he's in that particular hall. That hot or cold does not make any difference. The moment he got off, lots of other ordinary people also got off. Hazrat Mawla Gangohi Rahmatullah kept seated on his camel. Sabbe waquf hai. Kab tak? He says, how long are they going to stay barefoot? After a short while, all of them got back onto the camel because they could not tolerate the heat. Why was this? They did not have the hal. So don't make amal on another person's hal. Make amal on what you are supposed to do. Through amal, through amals, continuous, steadfast amal, if we develop that hal, then what's a different thing? I can go on. But anyway, time is up. We'll stop there. Inshallah, some other time. I was talking slowly and just giving you some salient features regarding our life in general. All that we have to remember after this majlis, one word, huquq. Don't worry about fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That ghabrahat, there is not ghabrahat. It is huquq. And this huquq must be with raghbat, not jabran. Inna al-muslimina wal-muslimati wal-mu'minina wal-mu'minati wal-qanitina wal-qanitat. This explains, no jabr. Your khidmat, your obedience must be with happiness, with raghbat. Not jabran. Lots of people make khidmat of our parents, but grudgingly. There's nobody else to do it. اب حضرت سے میں ایسے شخص سے اپنی خدمت لینا نہیں چاہتا ہوں جو میری خدمت اپنی سعادت سمجھتا ہو. آئی ڈونٹ وانٹ ٹو ٹیک اینی خدمت فرام اینی پرسن ہو ڈز ناٹ تھنک آف مائی خدمت ایز ہز گڈ فارچون. سو وی مسٹ ہیو دس ان مائنڈ کہ وی میکنگ اطاعت اینڈ دیٹ از اور گڈ فارچون دیٹ اللہ تعالیٰ ہیز گیون اس. ارے کب تک؟ آج نہیں تو کل. Somebody told me, you've already got your boarding pass. I said, no, I'm sitting in the transit lounge already. You see? So, sehat is not there all the time. Allah Ta'ala hum sabko ek dusre ke huquq, Allah Ta'ala ke huquq ada karte rehne ki taufeeq se nawaz de raha hai. Gunahon se ijtinab ki taufeeq ata farma raha hai. خوشی خوشی یہاں دنیا میں رہنا ہو اور خوشی خوشی یہاں سے جانا ہو, آخر دم تک ایمان باقی رکھے, بلا سوال جواب بخش دے, جنت الفردوس میں اعلیٰ سے اعلیٰ مقام نصیب فرمائے, ہر طرح سے اپنی حفاظت میں رکھے, یہاں بھی وہاں بھی, وآخر دعوانا الحمدللہ.